President Barack Obama's nominee to lead the Commerce Department, businesswoman Penny Pritzker, presented her credentials for the post before a Senate committee today. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the panel threw questions of all stripes at her, and that's largely because of the broad jurisdiction of the department.
The Department of Commerce and its 40,000 employees deal with all sorts of seemingly unrelated issues. West Virginia Democrat Jay Rockefeller, who chairs the Commerce Committee, told Pritzker what to expect.
The Commerce Secretary is in charge of 12 different bureaus. Joy.
The always affable Rockefeller ticked off a few priorities within those 12 bureaus.
The Department of Commerce serves very different constituencies that touch all corners of our country. Remarkably different. You know, the Arctic Ocean to all kinds of fish to telecommunications and everything.
If confirmed, Pritzker will oversee the National Weather Service, the country's broadband and spectrum sales, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, cybersecurity efforts, and much more. She seems up to the test.
I attended college at Harvard and received my MBA and law degrees simultaneously from Stanford.
But Washington being Washington, people are not necessarily impressed with where you went to school.
Then I began working with my grandfather, my uncle, my cousins in the family business. In the 27 years since then, I have worked as an entrepreneur, both starting businesses from scratch and growing existing ones.
That family business is Hyatt Hotels. So Pritzker has always been wealthy, but by all accounts, she's made billions on her own through real estate development and senior housing. Her wealth drew this quip from Senator Claire McCaskill.
I think it's pretty obvious that you're not coming to this job for a paycheck.
Pritzker's business acumen drew praise from everyone on the committee. She hails from Chicago, the president's hometown. Illinois Republican Senator Mark Kirk says she will play a pivotal role in the administration, an administration that's been criticized for its iffy status in the business community.
I see her as a voice for business that the president will have to heed.
Senators peppered Pritzker with all sorts of questions, many on the airwaves the government owns and sells, many on home state issues. Senator Mark Begich says her conversations with Congress will revolve around one key issue.
The calls you'll get will be about fish. You will think they're about trade and about agreements and tourism and other things. It's going to be about fish.
The Commerce Department regulates the nation's fisheries, and later this year, Congress will need to reauthorize the Magnuson-Stevens Act. Pritzker has drawn negative press recently for two issues. One, working conditions for hotel employees. That's something Senator Maria Cantwell asked her about.
The notion of subcontracting out to keep minimum wage jobs as a way to maintain a workforce is not something you support.
No, Senator.
And as Pritzker replied, dozens of red T-shirt clad hotel union workers nodded in disbelief. Unite Here opposes her nomination because of what it sees as mistreatment of low-wage service workers. Senator John Thune, the committee's top Republican, saved the most publicized issue for last.
Some have criticized the fact that you're a beneficiary of some offshore tax avoidance schemes, and that it's hypocritical for the president to nominate cabinet members who benefited from offshore tax havens when he's criticized that practice for others.
Already, Pritzker sat stone-faced and answered earnestly.
Well, Senator, I am the beneficiary of offshore family trusts that were set up when I was a little girl. I didn't create them. I don't direct them. I don't control them.
After the hearing, Thune said there are some tax issues he still wants more answers on, but he says Pritzker handled the hearing well. The Senate is on recess next week. When it reconvenes in June, the Commerce Committee is expected to pass her on to the full Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.